In his first news conference in 3 months, President Obama said his two daughters do their homework, Congress should as well. Reduce the deficit and take measures to boost the sagging economy. Obama said both Democrats and Republicans need to take on their sacred cows. Democrats by cutting government benefits such as Medicare, Republicans by accepting the end of some tax breaks for the wealthiest.
We can't get to the $4 trillion in savings that we need by just cutting the 12% of the budget that pays for things like medical research and education funding and food inspectors and the Weather Service.
This afternoon, Obama meets with Senate Democrats about what's expected to be at least a $2.5 trillion deal with Republicans to reduce the deficit. Peter Walston is White House correspondent for The Washington Post. Peter, this was the president's first news conference since those tough budget negotiations began. What leapt out at you?
Well, it struck me, actually, as you mentioned, it's the first press conference in 3 months. It's really the first one since this his reelection campaign has gotten underway. And you saw a president today on all the issues, foreign policy and domestic policy, who was wanted to appear as though he was in charge. And his leadership has been questioned on Afghanistan, on Libya, on the debt crisis, on the economy. And he really tried to show that he had some strength and he tried to throw a lot of it back in the laps of Congress and the Republicans.
Well, and what about this, the urgency? Because the president is taking the position August 2nd is the deadline, that after that the country goes into default. But grumblings in Congress that August 2nd is an artificial deadline.
Right. I think this was the strongest case he's made that I've seen really talking about the potential consequences, and then he went even as far as to say that terrible things can happen, but I don't want to say what they are. So I don't know how that's going to be received, but it does seem that he has perhaps allowed his opponents to dominate the debate and to have the most leverage so far. So this seemed to be an effort on his part to retake that.
Well, he did seem to mention some specifics that might trigger some people's thoughts, given, for instance, the weather we've been seeing, saying that the National Weather Service would take hits, kids' college grants, food inspection. He said at one point, I say to my Republican colleagues, would you trade kids' safety for a CEO's big tax break? Mm-hmm. Do you think he's been saying this, but did he move the needle at all?
I can't say whether he moved the needle. I mean, this is, those sound like some of the same things he's been saying. I guess the question is, will he be saying these things more often and in higher profile context and in a way that will break through to the American public? I can't predict whether that will happen or not. I suppose if all of these things start coming true, if there's no deal, then the question becomes, what happens, and B, who do the American people hold accountable for?
Well, also today at the press conference, President Obama was asked about his stand on gay marriage now that it's legal in New York State. He's commented before on this, but today, what did he say?
Well, he said that he wasn't going to make news on that today.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that means he's going to make news on it in the coming days. I wouldn't be surprised, knowing how these things work, if he looks for a moment to kind of come out, if you will, in support of gay marriage, if that's an announcement that might be something that could help him politically in the election. He's definitely been spending a lot of time trying to solicit money from gay donors. That's actually a big fundraising base, especially in California and in South Florida.
Well, and by the way, when I said he commented before, he hadn't commented on New York's new law, but he has commented on supporting civil unions. But did he make news today when he said he would accept Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi stepping down so that he no longer directs the armed forces?
That doesn't sound that different than what he said in the past.
Oh.
I mean, he's tried to. I thought what was newsworthy in his Libya comments was the fact that he really started to talk about Gaddafi as somebody who'd killed Americans, and he tried to really almost ridicule those in Congress who would be opposing this action. He said this is he described the opposition as at one point a bunch of noise, at another point he called it a fuss.
And political. And he pointed out that the War Powers Act, maybe needs to be rewritten, because right now it doesn't address drone attacks. It's more troops on the ground.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Peter Walston, White House correspondent for The Washington Post on President Obama's first press conference in 3 months, the first since the big debt ceiling debate. debate.
Yeah.
And we'll have to see, you know, the pollsters will tell us if he moved that needle. Peter, thank you.
You're welcome, Robert.